Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Continental Extreme Contact DWS 06 Plus. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Los Angeles, you can exhale. LeBron hits the big shot. Focus seems to be on LeBron milking that eye injury. All right, he did. Let's not forget about the shot. Like, he hit a three, a deep three, a desperation three. Let's not forget about that. If he misses that shot, that would have been an interesting conversation. If they had lost that game, then they have to play Memphis on Friday night. But he did hit the shot. Yes. Do I think that he can be theatrical? Yes. Yes, he can. I mean, there's a lot of guys who are like that. But he will take that shot. He's not afraid. And Derek Jeter runs into the stands, comes out. He's got blood on him. J.J. Watt's got blood coming down his nose. All right. Go back to when Bill Belichick called out Tom Brady when Brady had a cut on his hand, and Belichick famously said something like he had heart surgery. So, yeah, do you milk it? Okay, he did. In the moment, he did. But I think what's getting lost, and it's going to get lost today, is LeBron hit a big shot. And he's done this throughout his career. Like, it's always weird when you defend people that don't need to be defended. When you're going, why am I defending Tom Brady? Or why am I defending LeBron James? Or why am I defending whoever it might be, marquee player? But maybe it's because I think sometimes we forget to focus on what is the task at hand. And that is winning. And he hit the shot. Did they look good? No. Did he look good? No. But they did what they needed to do. And don't forget that he hit a big shot. And not that, okay, he got poked in the eye by Draymond Green, and Draymond Green called him a great actor after the game. I don't know if he had blurred vision, but the fact that he hits a three and then says to Steph Curry, of all people, hey, I was seeing three rims up there, as if Steph Curry cares. But that was the drama we had last night. The other drama, and it's not drama, but it's just a curiosity. I'm wondering if that's the last game Greg Popovich coaches in the NBA. And it's just a gut feeling. I have no idea, no sources, not based on anything. They're kind of just good enough, but they're not relevant. They're not exciting. So you're on the cusp, the periphery of the playoffs. You're not in the lottery. Are you getting free agents to go there? It just seems like it's a nice little plucky team. But we're so used to Popovich coaching in big games with relevant teams. And I just got that feeling last night as he walked off the floor that that might be it. We'll get phone calls. Robert Horry is going to join us coming up. Certainly a lot of talk about him being a Hall of Famer. I figured might as well have Robert Horry on and ask him if he's a Hall of Famer. Does anybody think Robert Horry says that he is not a Hall of Famer? Yes, Paulie?
I think he's going to pull the that's not for me to decide line.
No, but I'm not going to let him get away with that.
So it's a yes, no?
I want to know your opinion. Do you think you're a Hall of Famer? Not do you, what do you think of other people who may not or may think you're a Hall of Famer?
What's the right answer for Robert Horry to sound confident but not self-serving?
I think you have to have confidence in yourself that you were great at what you did, and I won 7 titles, and I was involved in winning those titles. Does that make me a Hall of Famer? In my mind, yes. But that doesn't mean anything. Like I think I'm one of the better big game shooters. I mean, my nickname is Big Shot Bob. So, yes. Would I love to be in the Hall of Fame? Yes. But, you know, I would love the people who played against me, if they thought I was a Hall of Famer, or they didn't, then I would be fine with that. But, you know, the media is going to vote on this, and it's a little different. You know, maybe those players who understood what this was like, the pressure that was there, winning championships, not just being on a team or on a roster or on the bench, I was contributing. So I think you could say it in a way that doesn't sound cocky. Yeah, McLovin.
Okay, so the question for you, do you belong on the Mount Rushmore of ESPN broadcasters?
SportsCenter anchors?
I'll just say broadcasters.
No.
Oh, come on.
Well, I got Vitale and Berman are up there, right?
Oh, yeah, let's see who's SportsCenter host.
Yeah, then. That's why I said.
But even though, yeah, you're, I.
No, Vitale, no.
Vitale, you're right, does feel different. It's like a different category almost.
Do I think I belong on SportsCenter, Mount Rushmore? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's the right. It's a lot easier than his Robert Horry Hall of Fame.
Yes. Because
for us, at least.
I did volume. I was there every night. It's not like I came in and did a specialty show every once in a while. You know, you were doing 200 SportsCenters a year, and I was there for 18 years.
But you have said in the past, I don't really want to dive into that. You have not wanted to answer that question because you don't want to talk about yourself.
Well, no, because, look, I was fortunate that I worked with great people. You know, Bob Lee, Oberman, Rich Eisen, Stuart Scott, like they make you better. But like if I was given a cocky answer, I'd say, hell yes, I'm on Mount Rushmore. Give me two. Like, give me one with my natural hair color, and then give me one, you know, when I was coloring my hair. Give me three. Give me one now. No. I look, if Berman and Bob Lee, myself, Oberman, you know, you got Stewart in there. Like, there's more than enough spots, or more than enough people for 4 spots. But, yeah, in my mind, when I did it, how I did it, yeah, I did well. I was good at SportsCenter. Maybe not other things, but I was good at SportsCenter. Yeah, Seed.
So who does that make the Robert Horry of SportsCenter then is really the question.
Kenny Mayne?
Dang.
Kilbore?
Kilby was sneaky great. He had some good moments. He didn't have enough moments.
Hit some big shots, though.
Yeah.
That's a little Horry-like. Like, he had some game winners.
Yeah. Kilby was sneaky good. He just didn't have a long tenure there. But he knew he didn't want to be there. He wanted to host a late-night talk show. Yes, McLovin.
I am definitely on the Mount Rushmore of Danettes. I feel very confident about that.
Well, Reggie Miller. Reggie considers himself as the 5th Danette. I'd have to bump somebody. Man, this is awkward. Well, I'd have to bump you, McLovin, because you're not part of the OGs. The, oh. You know, the
wow.
Well, no, you're not. You came in.
I was there before Reggie. No, not really. I had to see if it was going to work before I fully committed. I'm no fool.
You weren't alone. Fritzy was the one that had... Fritzy's nervous as can be.
But I'm a nervous person in general, so you could say that about any situation.
Oh, that was
that being said, there were two Danettes here before Fritzy, too.
Fritzy wasn't there for the first 3 weeks.
Yeah. Front row, definitely. Mount Rushmore.
But I was with you just for as long like as that's 19 established. Straight years. That's got to be worth something.
Not really.
Beginning of June of 02. No. Nothing.
Yeah. Man, I had to get his wife on the phone. Like, I had to talk about...
Like, pass the phone over?
Health care. Yes, I had to... I'm talking to his brother.
My brother was definitely involved.
Bumps and teases at ESPN, Ira. And I'm going, oh, my God. And then I said, I didn't know if Fritzy was going to do it. I honestly thought that Fritzy was not going to join us. And I remember I would meet Paulie. We'd go have beer and wings. And he'd go, is Fritzy in or out? And I go, I, it's 50-50. Like, I don't know. I get the feeling that Fritzy is not in.
My sister was going to weigh in, too. But no one knew I had a sister. So that would have been strange to have her all of a sudden pop up.
Thank you, Todd.
I don't know if you remember this, Dan. We were eating beer and wings, and you stepped out to take a call from Fritzy,
yeah.
And you never returned. We were in the middle of eating, and I had like a pitcher of beer, and you know, we were finishing our wings and beer.
Oh, I don't remember.
It was such
that.
A long call that I saw you walking around the parking lot, and you were doing circles.
I had to convince him,
and then you just walked,
and I kept going. I don't know what else to say, and then Todd goes, "I got it good here," and blah blah blah, and you know, I'm going to retire and benefits, and I just said, "Okay." But I was gonna, I said, "Todd, you're gonna be on the air, like you're gonna be part of this."
And you have to do stand up comedy badly.
I didn't promise that, but. I didn't have anything else to tell you. I had nothing else
but
to offer.
Think about all the dreams you've made come true for all of us, especially me, with some of the things that we would never have experienced or accomplished if we stayed there or were pretty much at any other place of business.
I promised you that you could do comedy. I did not promise that you would make people laugh.
And that was very wise by you, because you would have broke that promise over and over again.
All right. We'll get some phone calls here coming up. Poll question, McLovin.
Okay, we haven't talked about it a little bit, but would you rather watch a no-hitter or a 12-10 home run fest? 54% say the no-hitter.
Okay. Corey Kluber threw a no-hitter last night for the Yankees. Yes, Paulie?
I want to go back to Robert Ori for a second.
Okay.
He really is on an island for this Hall of Fame thing, because there's no other player like him in history. He only started 480 games out of 1,100 possible.
Mm-hmm.
He averaged 7 points for his career. He never made an All-Star team. My guess is there's not one athlete in any sport who never made an All-Star that made a Hall of Fame. Might be unique for all sports. His career is based on moments.
Yeah.
And a handful of shots that were really, really, really important and changed franchises. But if you look at his regular season stats, they're nowhere near it. You could double his stats, no offense, and he's not a Hall of Famer. I still think he should be, but he's a unique case like nothing else.
Todd is a Limerick, by the way. Based off last night's Lakers-Warriors game. Todd, you want to do your Limerick?
I do want to do my Limerick.
Okay.
Golden State had a 13-point lead. Steph Curry, they kept looking to feed. Then Lakers started to fly. LeBron poked in the eye, got the bucket, and the 7 seed.
All right. I think your Limericks are pretty good.
That one was real good.
No, I think your Limericks are... They're good.
I like writing them, and I enjoy sharing them with you, so I appreciate it.
But your mock
that.
Headlines are not...
They have regressed.
And your sports-related names, depending on the holiday, not good.
Not creative,
no,
going back to a lot of the same
But the
names.
Limerick is really good.
Maybe we have a little thing there. Can I concentrate more on poetry than the headlines?
Well...
Dean wanted that retired years ago, but I still do like writing the mock headlines.
I know, but didn't I tell you to come up with limericks, and then we would put those on the website?
I've written a bunch. I'm still working on it. We're going to try to maybe have a nice Dan Patrick Show book of limericks. Or
yeah,
something.
Like you could do 6, one for, you know, the holidays, and then people could hand these things out.
Graduation, Mother's Day, Father's Day.
Yes.
There's all kinds of opportunities.
Yes.
Hanukkah, Christmas.
Yes. All right. Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome. We're
going to be rich, everybody.
I'm excited.
Yeah, we're going to be rich. Blake in Arizona. Hi, Blake. What's on your mind today?
Hey, bud.
Hey, Blake.
Hey, I was. I don't want to beat a dead horse, but I was watching the game last night with my wife, Serena, who is your biggest fan, I will say. and I have a shower shame bet for whoever wants to take it.
All righty.
So Friday, or Sunday, Lakers and Suns, I bet that LeBron at least 3 times will be on the ground or kneeling, grimacing in pain for at least 30 seconds.
At least 30 seconds?
At least 30 seconds.
Does anybody want
to watch
a piece of Blake saying that LeBron will be in pain on the floor for at least 30 seconds 3 different times against the Suns on Sunday? Yes, Todd.
I'll take that. He's not going to be rolling around on the floor 3 different times for at least 30 seconds.
All right. I don't see that. There you go, Blake. You got you against Fritzy for a pie.
Sounds good. Let's do it.
All right.
I love it.
All right. Thank you, Blake. And tell your wife I said hello. Yes, Blake.
Some people were speculating with LeBron when he does this, when he does a flop or he gets hit. He milks it a little bit on the ground to get like a quick timeout for himself, a quick rest. That's what a lot of people thought last night and other times in his career that, hey, you know what? He's not hurt that bad, but if I could buy myself 60 seconds of wind, because you know he's got to get right back in there and be the feature guy. Like a soccer player. Soccer players do that, and he's a soccer fan.
Okay. Frank in California. Hi, Frank.
Hi, Dan. Thanks a lot for the call. Yeah, so as far as LeBron goes, a lot of people, I just think, nitpick this guy a little bit too much. I'm not saying he didn't sell the call at all, but, you know, a couple of callers ago, someone said that a role player on the Warriors had to motivate him. Michael Jordan was making up reasons to be motivated. Guys do that in pro sports all the time. And as far as the hit from Draymond goes, again, I think he might have been milking it a little bit. But Draymond is a huge man, and he hits him in the eye. And we're all supposed to act like LeBron didn't even feel it. I just think we nitpick LeBron more than any other athlete in history. If Russell Westbrook or Kobe, God bless his soul, or Michael did what he did last night, hit a triple-double, and it shot 5 feet behind the three-point line to win the game, we'd be talking about how amazing they are. And also, as far as Greg Popovich goes, Dan, I actually agree with you. Because the truth is, for San Antonio to get relevant again, they'd have to tank. And I don't think Popovich wants to do that.
No.
Thanks a lot for
Thank
time.
You, Frank. Fair point. Fair point. It's just LeBron's polarizing. You either love him or you don't. And it feels like there's no in-between. He does everything you want. He plays hard, plays hurt. Big shots, wins games, consistent. 17 consecutive years where he's averaged at least 25 points a game. I mean, it's incredible. But it's not enough. Never enough. If he was the first to do this, then it would be amazing. But he's not. Therefore, it's, but, yeah, Paul.
Michael Jordan never won a play-in game tournament.
You're right.
Just check the records.
Yeah. He never had to play in a play-in tournament game.
You can turn it around.
Yes, I can. Yes, McClub.
You know, but I do read like all-time player rankings, ESPN. He is number 2 on every list now. It's not like he's being short-shrift by history.
Well, you can't. Like, yeah. You can't deny what he's done, but people still go out of their way to be critical of him.
Absolutely. I mean, that guy was right. If Curry had hit that shot, we would not have.
But think about that. Second greatest player of all time, let's say.
Yeah.
Does anybody come close to getting that kind of criticism? In any sport where I say the second best football player, second best baseball player.
Unless there was a steroid baseball guy, that did, like Barry Bonds.
But does anybody say anything negative about Willie Mays? Right? Maybe he's the second greatest player of all time. Like, nobody's saying anything negative about him. Second greatest football player of all time. Let's say it's Tom Brady. The second guy is Jim Brown. Nobody's going, Jim Brown's a quitter, you know, acting more important. Like, what would they be saying? It just, LeBron with today, with social media, is the most criticized athlete we have. I don't think it's close because he's playing more games. And he's on national TV, and I just, by all accounts, for a guy who grew up without a father and was thrust into the spotlight at 16, 15, that's pretty impressive. Yeah, McLovin.
Historical hot take. I hate to do it.
Oh, God.
Willie Mays, that famous basket catch over his head.
Yeah.
Why did he just run around it and get underneath the ball? He pulled a Jim Edmonds and made that way more dramatic than he had to.
Yeah, Ken Griffey Jr. would have just been there.
Yeah.
Yeah, Andrew Jones, nobody talks about. He would have gotten in and thrown the guy out at second.
Oh, my God. Do you realize I was there at SportsCenter when you had Ken Griffey Jr. calling up Harold Reynolds and complaining that we gave too much credit to Jim Edmonds' catches? I remember Harold hung up the phone and we're like, was that Junior? He goes, yeah, he thinks we're giving too much credit to Jim Edmonds' catches. He goes, I wouldn't have to dive for those catches. I'm going, this is Ken Griffey Jr. complaining about cutting highlights of Jim Edmonds' catches.
He may have a point.
Oh, God.
He's wildly out of position and scrambles back to where he should be.
All right, we'll take a break. Is Robert Horry a Hall of Famer? We'll ask Robert Horry. 20 after the hour here at Dan Patrick Show. It's amazing. Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year automatically. No limit on how much you can earn. And that is amazing. Even more amazing because of all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of the places in the United States that take credit cards take Discover. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing the word yes more often. You can learn more at discover.com/yes. That's discover.com/yes. And remember, 2021 Nielsen report limitations do apply. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You can trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I can eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds? Or, I don't know, take over a minute to down a 2-liter? Well, if you have, then you're going to love Pick 6. It's the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Here's how you play it during the playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they will have more or less of a stat, rebounds, points, assists, and more. Also, you track your picks, play against others for a shot to win at some big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now. Use the promo code DPSHOW for a chance to win huge cash prizes. That's code DPSHOW Only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The countdown to the greatest spectacle in racing. It's the Indy 500, May 30th, only on NBC. Charles Barkley will join us on the program tomorrow, as will the popular host of the NFL Network, Rich Eisen. A couple of phone calls as we wait for Robert Horry to join us on the program. Jeff in Detroit. Hi, Jeff. What's on your mind today?
Moving out. I took my dance this morning. It doesn't matter.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, what's going on? Having a conversation with my mom. Didn't know you were coming to me. She's here riding with me. Big fan of the show. Listen, hey, Dan, that interview with Chris Webber was excellent, man. He's probably one of the best people that you have on. My question to you, though, is this. With all of these no-hitters, do you think it's good for baseball or bad for baseball? And do you think they're going to change the ball? Because it seems like the season of the – it seems like the revenge of the pitcher. That's what I'm looking at, because if you have two more, I mean, what is it? What's the record for most no-hitters in a season? That's what I would be wondering.
I think it's seven.
In the modern game, seven.
I think it's the modern game.
1800s, there was an eight.
Oh, okay. Do I think it's good for baseball? I think it kind of points out the problem with baseball. It's swing and miss, that nobody puts the ball in play. And I don't know if you get embarrassed if you get no hit anymore. Let's bring in Robert Horry, the Lakers analyst, Spectrum Sportsnet, seven-time NBA champ. You can check out Big Shot Bob podcast. That's new shows every Wednesday. This week, Vernon Maxwell. That'll be fun. He talks NBA fights, trash talk, his time in Houston with Bob, other guests, Steve Kerr, Mark Cuban, Jeannie Buss, Muggsy Bogues, Mitch Richmond, John Sally, and Shaquille O'Neal. Who's the scariest guy you ever played against?
Scary.
Like, who made you nervous?
Dennis Rodman kind of made me nervous. You never know what to get out of Dennis. You can have those days where he coming out and he's a nice guy, and then he's a dirty guy. So you never knew with Dennis. But after I got a chance to play with Dennis, I realized he's probably one of the smartest players you would ever come across, man. He was incredible.
People talk about Alvin Robertson being one of the guys that you just stayed away from, and Vernon Maxwell. Like, those were two guys that you weren't quite sure what you were going to get.
I didn't have a chance to play against Alvin, but playing with Vernon, I understand where people come from when they say that. Vernon was a guy who played with a lot of passion. And people who don't know athletes, you know, when they play a lot of passion, it can come out in a lot of different ways. And I tell people all the time, if I have to pick one teammate to play with, it's going to be Vernon, because I know he's going to have your back regardless of what's going on. You know, I'm not just talking about when it comes to like competing. I'm talking about when it comes to competing. I'm not talking about just as far as, you know, skill set. I'm just saying, I'm going to have your back. You could be wrong. You could be 100% wrong. And Vernon's going to have your back. He's going to tell you you're wrong, but I got your back, you know? So that's what I mean by that. I love Vernon to death. He was a strong, fierce competitor. And he's one of those guys, when you first come into the league, and you have to go up against guys like Scottie Pippen, you know, Charles Oakley, Vernon's going to hype you up, because he knows how to talk trash, not just to the teammates, but to you, to get you fired up.
Where were you when Rudy Tomjanovich gave his Hall of Fame speech and then gave you a shout out that you should be in the Hall of Fame?
I was actually outside at home. I was recording it. And because my wife and I was doing something in the yard, and she was doing something in the yard, I was watching. And so my phone was just going off, and my immediately I was like, what's going on? What's wrong? I just thought, I went to my kids, like, something's wrong with my kids. And I just kept looking. So I walked in the house and I started watching it. And at first I was like, well, damn, Rudy just straight forgot about me, you know, and I thought that, and I thought that's why everybody was talking to text me like, man, did Rudy just forgot about you? And at the end, he gave me that, you know, that shout out. And I was like, wow, you know, for a guy to take time in this Hall of Fame speech to, you know, to pub me and to try to, you know, get some recognition for me for the Hall of Fame is an honor. You know, that's all I can say.
Okay. Now, I don't want you to say it's up for others. I'm asking you, do you think you're a Hall of Famer?
You know, every person thinks he's a Hall of Famer. And I know every guy who ever played this game, unless you only play one season, thinks you're a Hall of Famer. Days I do and days I don't. You know, I'm going to be honest with you, because I look at some of the people in the Hall of Fame and I wonder how the hell they got there. And then I look at some of the people who are in, so yeah, they deserve to be there. And it's one of those things that's it's debatable. You know, and for me, I'm fine with the debate. And I love when people say I don't belong because they don't know jack shit. And I like it when my players, you know, just like when you had Reggie on your show and he said, I do. So when you got your colleagues saying that you do, that's all that matters. I can care less about half the people who don't, because they never played the game. They didn't know what I brought to the game. Ask any of my teammates what I brought to the game. Came to play every day. You know, think about the 16 seasons. I didn't miss that many games. I played for a long time. I had the most playoff games. I never lost in the first round of playoffs. I know it's a team sport, but it takes a certain individuals to bring that out. And for me to have all the things I did in this game, I can say I did, even though I never made an all defensive team, which I should have my first 4 years in the league, because, you know, think about it, I had 100 steals and 100 blocks in three straight seasons. It never got talked about for a defensive, you know, team. So, and it wasn't that many guys doing it. And for me, I'm the person that never pubs myself, because this game to me wasn't about individual stats. It was about going out and doing stuff as a team and winning championships and being successful as a unit. Because if you're successful as a unit, you're successful as a person.
Would you trade your career for Karl Malone's?
No. You know, I would trade my salaries for years, but other than that, no, I wouldn't trade my. Think about it. Karl Malone is he never won in the finals. He weighs 0-3, 0-4. I'm 7-7. You know, and I'm not trading that. You know, I know a lot of people will look at your career, where he scored a lot of points, what, third leading scorer of all time. No, because it's all about winning. It's not about individual stats. It's about getting it done as a team. This is not, you know, singles tennis where you would be successful in being a single person. But I'm happy with my career. It could have gone better. It could have been some things I could have did better. And it could have been the ways where I was more voiceful and wanted to step up, because, you know, there's so many times where I look back at my career and you took a backseat. You know, I that's why I love Rudy T, because he knew the skill set I had. And he put me out there and he, you know, he ran plays for me. Once I left Houston, I never had a play run for me again. You know, it's a funny thing. Think about that. 12 years left.
That's hard.
I never had a play run for me. Even when I went off in that series with San Antonio playing the Pistons, none of those plays were ran for me.
If I was going to single out one shot, though, mm-hmm. that I only get to show one shot, what's the one that I show of Robert Horry?
You know, it's everybody knows me for the shot against the Sacramento Kings and against the Western Conference. And for me, that's one of my greatest shots, probably the greatest shots. But for me, if I have to do something personally, it goes back to the Detroit Pistons in 2005. My middle son, Cameron, he was telling me that, Dad, you don't dunk anymore. And then I said, okay. And in that game, you know, when I went off in game five in Detroit, I had a really good dunk. And a friend of mine, Opie Oldester, who does paintings, he calls it the Batman dunk. I don't know why, but for me, I think that move for me would be the one that I would show, because it had a special moment for me. Where one of my kids was like, "Oh, you don't dunk anymore," and then I did it on the biggest stage in 2005 in the finals. So, at an old age of 35, so that dunk.
Those paintings behind you, mm-hmm. pretty cool. Those are your seven titles.
Yes, those are what Opie did. And so it represents each title, a shot, it's a progression. And so I did those, and they're hung in my house, and I just use that as a background, because if you see what's behind it, it's a liquor cabinet, and because and I don't want everybody to know I got a liquor cabinet behind me.
What? But you get into the Hall of Fame, we're breaking into that cabinet, right?
Oh yes. You know, it's weird. You would think during COVID that you would have a couple of drinks, and I have it, man, because I was, you know, trying to get back. You know, I went back to school. And I just been, you know, trying to focus on me, because I know I didn't want that COVID-19, meaning those 19 pounds, to jump on me like a lot of my friends. I said maybe 12 jumped on me, but not 19. So I got less work to do now that we can get back into the gym. So, you know, but, you know, if I do get in the Hall of Fame, you know, look out. I'm breaking open the good stuff.
He's Robert Horry, the Lakers analyst for Spectrum Sportsnet, 7-time NBA champion. His podcast, Big Shot, Bob. That's a big shot by LeBron last night.
Oh, huge. You know, and it's crazy how the biggest shots always come, well, a lot of times come from a broken play. Think about that. KCP was driving and Bron thought he had a layup, and Draymond Green did what he was supposed to, had great defense, came over, and KCP was kind of hung up. And so he kicked it back to LeBron. LeBron shot a J from the logo, you know, logo Bron. So it was amazing.
What do you see when you see Steph Curry?
A machine. He is a perfect example of hard work and dedication and sacrifice. You have those unusual athletes that come in this game and can do things that nobody else can. I think the best thing for him last year was missing last season, getting hurt, and then going in the lab and just working on his J. Think about it. When you hurt and you know you can't do much, you just shoot. Even though he was a great shooter, he became an upper echelon shooter. His body became fresher. He got stronger. If you look at his body, when he came in the league to now, he is a man now. You know, he was like a little skinny boy. And I don't say that as any disrespect, because a lot of athletes are skinny, but he put on muscle. He got stronger. He got faster. And his skill set as far as dribbling has always been, you know, up there with Kyrie's. And so to see what he's able to do and learn how to escape and constantly moving. I know we talk about guys in this league like Rip Hamilton and Reggie Miller who always move. I think Steph has taken that to a new level because he's constantly moving. So he must be one of the best. He must be in shape better in any athlete in the league because he's constantly moving. And then to bring the ball up and then have the strength to shoot it from half court with accuracy, this guy's a machine.
Now, you played against LeBron, Michael, Kobe. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how many players have played against all three, but
yeah, Magic, Dominique.
is there any similarities though? Is there a common thread with those three guys?
The intensity, I think, and those three guys were very intense. They could carry a team, but you know, MJ, I think he just separates himself from. When you talk about intensity, and Kobe was right there on the edge, and I never played with MJ. I just played against him, and you can tell the difference. And I was with, when I played with Kobe, it was a different intense Kobe, because our whole team was intense, from Rick Fox, D Fish, B Shaw, you know, all of us, we were intense. You know, we know Shaq and Kobe, but that's why we won three in a row. But I just look at his Michael Jordan intensity and listening to him and watching him play. I think he was just, you know, a very intense dude. He played with a lot of passion. And that's the thing about it. You know, we always single out guys like Kobe, MJ, and Shaq. You know, every NBA guy plays a lot of passion. If they didn't have passion, they wouldn't be where they are. And it's just some guys can take it to another level, and some guys just get, you know, noted for that. You know, you guys, so think about it. You know, Tim Duncan, one of the best players that ever played this game. He showed no emotion, so people never thought he played with a lot of heart, a lot of passion. He just didn't have antics, and so people were like, oh, he plays with a, you know. Nobody has bigger heart than anybody else. You know, we all have heart to get to the NBA. We all have passion. It's with the God talent. The talent that God graces with pushes over the edge, and all those guys have the talent that God graces them with like no other. So that's what it boils down to.
I wondered about this, Robert, watching Popovich last night walking off the floor. Mm-hmm. I wondered if that's the last time we're going to see him as the coach of the Spurs.
I think so. I really think so. I think, you know, you know, with him losing his wife and his big three gone, you know, he figured he'll give it one more chance. And I just don't see him having the desire to do it. Think about it. Pop is a passionate guy also. He has that fire, but it's time for him to do something else. He's coached for a long time with one franchise. You know, he has a passion for wine. You know, he should do anything. He should be an inspirational speaker. He should go around the country doing that. That way he can spend more time with his family and get off that court. Let someone else have that team.
Is he funny?
he is funny at times. High IQ, very educated man, very funny, very sarcastic funny. But he is so important in a lot of those players' lives is the fact that, you know, when we play basketball, we get so hung up on perfecting our craft that we sacrifice a lot of the time with our families. And he is so intent on making sure guys spend time with their family and understand the importance of that. You know, and I know after him losing his wife, I haven't seen him since that. I'm sure he probably iterates that a little bit more. I know it with me when my daughter was sick in the hospital, he told me, don't come back to the team until she got out of the hospital. And then I came back. He's like, what are you doing here? She's home. He said, nope, get out of here. And, you know, that's the type of guy that nobody really understands and knows. They just knows him from playing basketball. But he's a really heartfelt guy when it comes to family. That's why he treats his team like that, like family.
I'll leave you with this. How concerned should Laker fans be this year with this team in the playoffs?
I think they should be concerned because they have they don't have enough continuity right now. You know, they're still trying to adapt Drummond. They're still trying to put AD back in the mix with Drummond. And it's a different kind of feel. And if you look at this team, even though they won it last season with a pretty much new team, this is a new team again. Yeah. You got Gasol. You got Matthews, you got Montrezl Harrell, all these new additions that they're still trying to learn how to play together. And you see some teams, like when you put the big three, the first big three in Celtics together, they just click. This team they haven't clicked. And hopefully they find a way to click, but they haven't really clicked yet because of all the new additions, all the injuries, all the protocols. So this team is still learning. And they're in a great bracket. You know, and people always talk about bracketology when it comes to college. But I've learned from day one from Tree Rollins. I know that's a name from the past, but it's all about where you at in the NBA brackets, who you match up well with. And the side that the Lakers are on, there are no bigs, no dominant bigs in that side. And think about that. You know, AD, one of the most dominant bigs in the game. I know everybody said, well, what about Jokic? Jokic is not a defensive big. He cannot play AD. And so I think they're in a bracket. They can learn how to play together as they grow through this this playoff. So I think I'll be fine. But the challenge is when they get to the conference finals, when they have bigs and they have athletic guys, because I'm thinking Utah and the Clippers are going to meet, and whoever wins that series are going to meet the Lakers in the Western Conference Finals.
If LeBron kicked it out to you right now, would you make it?
I would throw it to someone else. and I usually don't do that. I would throw it to someone else. I hadn't shot basketball in forever. You know, my son, who's 15, he's always like, Dad, let's play. And I look at him like, I'll pass it to you. Because I can't do it right now. Hey, give me a year and give me a trainer and give me some nutrition. I'll get back out there then. I'm just kidding.
Thank you, Robert. Great to talk to you. And, good luck with the postseason. Thank you.
Man, thank you. Thanks for always having my back and having me on the show, man. You stay safe.
That's Robert Ori, Lakers analyst, and Big Shot Bob podcast. New shows every Wednesday. We'll take a break. Close up shop after this, Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Searching for a job can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, nobody's on the other end, applications that vanish. It's time to find a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals, the local jobs expert that you can trust. They never charge a fee when they help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com, find the office nearest you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with the help of Express Employment Professionals. And Express helps you find all kinds of jobs, manufacturing to logistics, customer service, accounting, and so many more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application, Express Employment Professionals will have you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier. Let the professionals help at Express Pros. Express Employment Professionals. It's your one connection for getting a job. Visit ExpressPros.com today and good luck. Last call for phone calls. Charles Barkley on the program tomorrow. It's a Meat Friday. I'm going to leave everybody in the dark. I'm handling Meat Friday tomorrow. Not going to give you any tips. No hints. No broccoli with Parmesan. None of that stuff like we had last week. I'm going totally bad food for you.
Can we guess?
Yeah, if you want.
I was going to say salmon, but he said bad food.
Salmon, no. That's what I would like to have, but yeah. I'm not doing that because we lost our man card last week because Weeks, our cameraman, decided he was going to have the menu.
Ribeyes.
You only get one guess. Oh. Like, you got a guess.
Ribeyes.
No.
Oh, cowboy ribeyes.
You said tips, which is like ends.
Oh.
Burnt ends.
I have no idea.
Dang-a-lang. Oh. Let's go.
No, you get guesses. I didn't say I would tell you. Yes, Todd.
Brats. Nice Friday brat.
No. No.
Oh, man, that sounds good, though.
A little sauerkraut. That'd be pretty good.
Spicy mustard for life.
Thank you, Todd. You know, I was wondering that the guy who plays the best defense is always the guy who just made a shot. Have you ever played pickup where a guy hits a shot and then, of course, he's yelling as he's going down the floor? Like, come on, pick up, get that guy right there. You never see that if a guy misses a shot and then he goes back on defense where he's so excited to play defense. That was me. I was a phony defender. I'd hit a shot, obviously. And then I would go back and I'd be pointing out, hey, get 15. You got it. Okay, I got it. Okay. You know, I get in my defensive stance. I wasn't scaring anybody. Like, come on, 6'3", 148, acne. Yeah, McLevin.
When I miss a shot, I ferociously chase my own rebound. And I always thought if I had that energy after other rebounds, I'd be a good rebound. You know, you probably didn't miss as much as I do, but you know when you miss and you know where it's going to go and you rush to it? No comment, because you haven't missed.
No, I was always surprised when I missed, therefore I never went for the rebound.
Oh, did you shoot and back off? What was your style?
Yes. Oh, there's nothing better than to take the shot and then you start backing up. It's so good. I mean, it helps when it goes in, but man, is it so good when it goes in.
Larry Bird style?
No, I wouldn't say that. A couple of things that I noticed last night that probably won't get that much attention because they'll focus on LeBron, hopefully the shot, but probably, you know, his eye. 25 free throw attempts last night for the Lakers. The Warriors, you know, way too many turnovers last night. Give credit to the Lakers. They played great defense. And Caruso, I know it sounds strange to say, he played great defense last night on Steph Curry. He's just, you know, he's getting help with Anthony Davis, and they do a decent job on Steph Curry, as well as could, you know, I guess is possible. The Lakers, if they're winning the championship this year, are going to win because they're playing great defense. I truly believe that. Let me see. Paul in California, and then we'll close up shop. Hey, Paul.
Hey, guys. I had to call in because I kind of want to be Tebow's defense attorney real quick.
All right.
So something I keep hearing and I don't understand. I know there's going to be doubters. I know there's going to be people that hate on this move. But I didn't expect so many of the radio personalities, yourself, Coward, so forth, so many of you are heavily criticizing this. And I thought you'd have a little more vision to understand what it is that Urban Meyer gets out of bringing Tebow in. And I think you guys just aren't appreciating everything that he brings besides just what's on the field. And not, you know, off the field matters. This guy is the heart of a champion. Won two national titles in college, I don't have to tell you. I'll give you an example. Udonis Haslem, right? He's on the Miami Heat. He's over 40 years old. He's not going to give you 10 points, 10 rebounds, or any kind of meaningful contribution
in the game.
Yeah,
but he didn't take 9 years off. And, you know, nobody else hired Tebow for that, whatever that is, off the field stuff. And thanks for the phone call, Paul. Look, I'm curious. I'm not critical. I'm just curious with Tebow. That's all. There's a big difference there. I don't have any problems. I said, you know, he can make the 90-man roster. What we learned brought to you by Mercedes-Benz. Their vans go far beyond. They're equipped, built, engineered to be ready for anything. Go the extra mile, taking the all-important first step into an authorized dealership today. Yeah, don't mischaracterize what I'm saying about it. Thanks for joining us. Do it again tomorrow. Dan Patrick Show. One more item, we close out the show. Sleep Number. Proven quality sleep. But it's not just, hey, here's a bed or here's a mattress. They have all of these studies. They've done all of this work. They let you know about physical recovery, that sleep helps us recover faster from exercise injuries and illnesses. Anxiety relief. Deep sleep decreases anxiety overnight. Mental well-being. Get adequate hydration from several sources. Drink water throughout the day. Limit caffeine intake. These are all the things that they let you know will help you get a better night's sleep. You know, regulate the temperature in the room. Place water by the bed. Bring a glass of water, a bottle of water when you go to bed. Take a sip if you wake up and fall right back to sleep. Discover proven quality sleep. Save $1,000 on the new Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed during the Memorial Day sale. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com/Patrick.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, everybody. Game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.